USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. It's not only beyond plentiful, the rain falling in California is loud.
I went to bed last night when it was raining, what I would call torrentially, and literally was woken up around 3 a.m. because it was so loud.
Los Angeles area resident Bryce Zabel says his backyard's a lake thanks to the rain that's now moving out of the coastal areas and heading to the mountains. To the north in the San Francisco suburb of Novato, this man says the dangers are obvious and hidden.
I'll have a garage full of water and flood mud to clean up, which is not terrible. But the mud that remains after the water subsides, it's not only dirty, but who knows what's in that mud.
At least two people are dead because of this storm, including a young child killed when a tree fell on a home in Sonoma County. For the seventh time, the House of Representatives has failed to elect a speaker. Once again, about 20 Republicans voted for someone other than GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. He's been criticized for not visiting the southern border of the USA since becoming president, but that ends this weekend.
I will visit the border myself this Sunday in El Paso to assess border enforcement operations.
President Biden also announced the USA will use an existing humanitarian parole program to accept 30,000 migrants per month from Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and Nicaragua. Beyond that number, people will be sent to Mexico under the Title 42 program. Tomorrow, the second anniversary of the attack on the U.S. Capitol, the president will award the Presidential Citizens Medal to law enforcement officers who defended the building and to elections workers who rejected efforts to overturn the election. More signs the economy is hot, maybe too hot. ADP reports employers added more than 250,000 jobs last month. That is sending Wall Street down. The Dow was down by as much as 400 points or more than 1% in early trading. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, Air-Chilled Boneless Chicken, Ultra Juicy burgers, even easy to prepare, ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
A new Gallup poll finds more of us are pursuing new goals in this new year. The most common goals, improving health and finances. About a third of goal setters say they also have laid out a specific plan to get there. If one of your New Year's resolutions is to lose weight, one expert has a suggestion. Get off Twitter, Facebook, and other social media. Stop looking at pictures of gorgeous people.
We compare ourselves to people who post this, like, airbrushed photo of themselves looking great. That's going to make us feel worse.
Texas A&M chronic disease prevention expert Michaela Smith says the constant bombardment of so-called role models and life hacks just aren't worth it.
Those subconscious messages that we see in social media really trigger behaviors in more ways than we know.
She says those life hacks we see all the time usually don't show all the hard work that goes into making a change, and that can trigger a shame spiral. So again, the big advice?
Disengage as much as you can. Take a break from media where we're being bombarded by those messages.
And now some good social media news. Since Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin was hurt on Monday night, donations to his formerly modest hometown charity have skyrocketed. The original goal for buying toys for kids in McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania was $2,500. As of today, the GoFundMe page for the toy drive has passed $7 million. Hamlin's relatives and friends say they're awestruck at the generosity of people from all over the USA. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.